232 days left before the U.S. Patriot Act becomes a shadow of its former self. Key surveillance provisions of the anti-terror law are set to expire unless Congress acts this year. The deadline has sparked a mini-avalanche of hearings on the law. Those hearings have shown that much of the law will probably be renewed with few changes. But opponents see even the smallest alteration as a big victory, so they're fighting over every jot and tittle. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The committee will come to order.
They haven't exactly been exciting, but they have been unusual.
The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence today continues its ongoing oversight of the USA Patriot Act.
The Intelligence Committees usually meet in secret, but they have held three open hearings about the Patriot Act. And the House Judiciary Committee, where parts of the act were born in 2001, held the equivalent of a graduate seminar. Through nine hearings, the gravelly voice of North Carolina Republican Howard Koebel has led the Crime and Terrorism Subcommittee through the wonkiest minutia of the law.
Sections 201 and 202 of the Patriot Act created new wiretap predicates. Wiretap predicates are serious crimes enumerated in the Federal Criminal Code.
One thing is clear, the Patriot Act will change. Section 215, for example, has become notorious as the library provision because it could be used to order patrons' records from libraries. Early on in the hearings, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez himself said he'd given his blessing to what he called a clarification, to make it clear that people receiving an order to produce business records are not totally bound by a gag rule in the law and can consult an attorney.
The text of Section 215, however, is not as clear as it could be in these respects. The department, therefore, is willing to support amendments to Section 215 to clarify these points.
Beyond such clarifications, however, Gonzalez and his lieutenants at the Justice Department gave practically no ground at the hearings. They said special protections for libraries would create a safe haven for terrorists, and then reminded lawmakers that the 9/11 hijackers had in fact used library internet terminals. The ACLU's Gregory Nogheim argued that such searches should be limited to suspects and should ignore the records of people not under suspicion.
The real debate is about whether they can go to the library and say, give us the records about what everybody checked out, because inside of those many records will be information that's relevant to our investigation.
The ACLU is optimistic that Congress will shrink the scope of Section 215, but continuing opposition by the Justice Department will likely mean only minor changes in wording will get through Congress. Whatever difference emerges may be difficult to appreciate for average citizens worried about government surveillance. The Justice Department was just as downbeat about a proposal to throw out evidence gleaned from online conversations if it turned out that the initial digital wiretap was not justified. Assistant Attorney General William Moschella said, forget about it.
Statutory exclusion would defeat the truth-seeking nature of the criminal process and would only really benefit the criminal defendant.
The one idea that seems to be getting traction is this: pass a temporary extension. Members like Massachusetts Democrat William Delahunt complained that the Justice Department had long ignored requests by Congress to justify renewal of Patriot powers.
The gentleman from Justice would not be here but for the fact that there is a sunset provision.
The idea of an extended sunset means continuing oversight by Congress. Civil libertarians say that would be a welcome antidote to government secrecy. But after nine hearings this year, Republican Chairman Koebel seemed less than enthusiastic about his role.
Can we anticipate further hearings?
If I may be brutally frank, I hope not.
Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.